It's bad. Anime. Hey everybody, my name is John.
And I'm a man who hates Kazuya. Fuck the intro. Let's get into it.
I hate that guy so much.
Here's the thing. Okay.
God, he sucks.
Rent-A-Girlfriend Season 2. Hi. I'm sorry to start so negative, but...
No, it's fine. It deserves
I'm going to be in a little bit of a tear here, because I mentioned previously... I watched, this was literally the most painful watching experience I've ever had, but I mean that literally, because,
oh yeah, very true.
I was telling Bouncy, that wasn't a bit, that was just a fact.
No, that's an actual fact.
Because unfortunately, I got injured at work a few months ago, and it was my eye. It was like a decent little cornea scratch, so not fun. I was doing something else recently, and it was a poke to the eye at most, like a little bump, but it was just enough where I'm like, oh, fuck, that's
here we go again.
Me.
Yeah.
So, woke up on Saturday. Today's Sunday for reference. Woke up on Saturday knowing I had probably around 7 or 8 episodes left. Not a lot by my standards, you know.
Yep.
But I had to block down and knew exactly when I was doing. I did it right before I went before bed. I finished most of it. I finished the next two this morning. So it's very fresh in the mind.
Yes.
But literally, I'm doing it while my right eye is swelling up, tearing like mad. Snot running out of my nose.
Oh, no.
So I would have these fits because the eye's still healing. It's mostly there now. It's still red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see the redness.
Yeah, but it's like...
But it looks okay.
It looks like...
Like you're not tearing it up anymore.
No, it looks like I'm just super tired.
Yes.
Yesterday, I looked high as hell in one eye. They're like, why? What? Like, also, Rob...
Did you smoke weed through your left nostril?
And it's like, Rob, you don't smoke weed. I'm like, no, I'm just in pain. They're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, actually, no, discomfort wasn't more of the word.
Discomfort, yes.
But so now I'm watching fucking Kazuya. I'd want to shoot myself if I was healthy. But while I'm in pain, I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of this fucking guy. He is just a moron. And he's a little douche.
Here's the thing.
The first episode pissed me off. For a number of reasons.
Here's the thing.
In Season 2. I'm taking up the time.
No. Do not worry. We can talk about the first episode because you reminded me recently what the first episode was.
Right, because you watched... For those who haven't heard the episode about Season 1, you watched all Season 1 and 2 on one shot in a plane.
Thinking that it was the first season.
To your point, Crunchyroll is in the same drop-down menu.
It does.
So that's a weird...
I think, you know, they cleaned it up recently, I think.
Did they?
I checked yesterday.
They have season three in a separate box.
Yes.
But not season one and two. They're still together.
Funny you mentioned season three. I got some words about that later, actually.
Really?
So season two, you said the first episode, they kind of started back in the theater?
Well,
when he goes to watch her in a play, right?
Yeah, he goes to watch her in a play.
And that was very helpful to me because, honestly, could not tell where season one ended and season two began.
I gotcha.
I did a bit of a recap for myself yesterday, and let me just say, kind of on your point, on your tear about Kazu, if we continue just dunking on this character.
I will.
He ruins everybody else's life to try and make his better, but he even fails to make his own better.
Yeah, and he makes everyone else's worse.
It's insane how bad he makes everybody else's lives, and yet his doesn't get any better by any margin at all.
His life continuously sucks.
Crazy. It's like instead of stepping over people to get to the top, he stepped over people to get off a cliff.
Yes.
it doesn't make any fucking sense.
And nothing he does makes sense.
No.
Because clearly his mind doesn't work properly.
No, it does not.
He also doesn't fundamentally understand what acting is.
No.
Because he went to go see Chizuru in a play.
Yes.
She played like the sassy ninja character.
Mm-hmm.
She stole the show. Everyone was laughing because it was a comedy.
Yeah,
like a historical comedy.
Yep.
Every time she was on screen, like on the stage, she killed it. She's throwing like rice cakes instead of shuriken. So everyone, she was a blast. And he's like, "Oh my god, that's Chizuru, but she's a totally different person." I'm like, "That's what acting is, you fucking moron."
She's an actor.
You know this. It was a good chunk of last season establishing this fact. Also, you know she's a Rent-A-Girlfriend. You've been renting her for a year.
She's been acting right in front of you for a year.
And you know how good she is. What is this thought process? You goddamn Mark bitch idiot.
Kazuya is without a doubt.
But also, like, everyone loves him for no reason. I don't know what Ruka sees in him. The whole Ruka thing is just pissing me off.
Ruka, Sumi, Mami. Why is everybody so hung up on this fucking guy?
Mami this season, I liked a lot of what she did.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because, especially in the dub, she used two different voices.
Yes.
So, like, externally when she was talking, oh, she was all high-pitched, sweet, innocent. But then she got, like, all dark and brooding.
Yes.
Like, whenever she had the internal thoughts, I'm like, ooh, I like that.
And that was pretty cool.
That was a great touch. I don't know if that was a directorial choice or the voice actress kind of, like, just really doing well with what she had. That was really cool.
I thought it was great.
Mommy actually had some dynamics to her.
See, and that's the problem. Because I really, this season, started to enjoy a lot of the side characters.
Yes.
As I did the first season, like Ruka and Mommy and Sumi. Even like their like little things. But the problem was they never ran with any of that. Like the writers... I don't know what the fuck is going on in that writer's room. Does everybody just have a large throbbing erection under the table for Shizuru? Because this entire story is about Shizuru.
Yes.
Everything is about Shizuru. Even when it's about Ruka, it's about Shizuru.
Yes.
And when it's about anybody, it is always traced back to what Shizuru thinks about it and what Kazuya's impression of Shizuru is at the time.
And then, like, you know, it goes back to the grandmas, which I get. But the Ruka gets nerfed here a few times because Ruka at one point goes over to Kazuya's house to make cocoa from it because your mind's like, oh, yeah, you said I'm your girlfriend now.
Yes. So I am very much your actual girlfriend.
But even when she's over, Kazuya's like, if we were actually dating, it's like, what are you doing?
I don't understand any of it. And he continues to rent out Shizuru. And, you know...
Yeah, with the press... with like, the implication there, he's like, I want to help you chase your acting dream, so I'm just going to simp. It's like, cool. Great goals, dude.
Guy. You can just give her the money.
Yeah.
You don't, you don't have to rent her out as your girlfriend. It was all very weird. And I think that the part that disappointed me the most...
Okay.
...was that... So Kazuya from season one, from the time that season one started, I was... actually very excited to watch this show when it started up.
Okay.
First few episodes, I was really into it because I was like, right, Kazuya, he's a bumbling idiot.
Yes.
Kind of sucks. Yeah. Kind of ruins everybody around him.
Right.
Well, he's going to eventually see the error of his ways and become a better person. He just fucking doesn't.
He gets worse.
He gets worse. And it's boggling to me how, like, this could have been a really cool redemption arc story for a guy who's really down on his luck and feels really bad about himself.
He could have learned so many great skills, confidence, etc.
But it just devolved into nothing. And the weirdest part is that the writers continuously make Shizuru have these moments of, like, sparing, albeit, moments of, oh, maybe Kazuya is actually kind of a good guy.
Like,
but
like
she has,
like,
no reason to think that because he fucks everything up.
Yes, and, like, but she is leading him on.
Yes, completely.
Because now she starts not knowing how she feels about things because, you know, she's a woman on that.
What female listeners we have just turned off. I'm sorry. The joke was right there on the table. I had to.
Oh, my God.
If I didn't say it, I would feel like such a hypocrite.
Amazing.
Oh, incredible. God. That was funny. If anyone's offended, I guess I'm sorry. Fine.
Our listeners are. No, we know how to take it in jest, I feel like. You know how to take it in jest.
Yeah, true. But, you know, if someone stumbles upon this who's a non-listener, like who's not a regular listener, per se. You're like, you know, that's what I meant. Oh, yeah.
But yes.
But yeah, Shizuru's a gal.
Yeah, she's a gal.
That you can rent. And you can rent her out. And she keeps that up throughout the second season. And we really get more, this whole season, we get more of a window into her mental state, I guess. It's a lot more about her acting job, about her acting roles, and what she wants to do. And it comes out that her dream is to be in a movie.
Yeah.
Before, or make it to the big screen.
For her grandma.
For her grandma, before her grandma dies.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I like that.
With everything else in the show removed, that could be a decent show.
There's a lot. See, there's this whole show is that's why it's so infinitely frustrating because you have a couple characters who are really interesting. Ruka's determination I really enjoy.
Yes.
Because she's so earnest.
Yes.
And she loves fucking up the relationship between Chizuru and Kazuya.
Yes.
Until the end where she's like, all right, this grandma's about to die. I'm going to step back for a little bit.
Yeah.
This
is heavy. I'm going to know my place.
I love that presence of mind from her. Mm-hmm. I'm also just, I think that character's amazing.
Yeah.
Sumi is fucking useless. I
completely useless.
She does nothing. I texted you today because I woke up a little early. I was feeling good. But think how happy I am this morning. My eyes feeling a lot better. I didn't drink last night, so I had all this energy. You know, I'm like, I had a great day. I was with my girlfriend all day. It was a great time. I'm like, yeah. And I wake up, the last finish, the last two episodes, I'm good. I wake up, and it's a Sumi episode. I text you immediately going, what the fuck?
Yep.
Why is the second to last episode a Sumi episode?
Which brings me to a new term that we're inventing on the podcast.
Oh, go for it.
Filler waifu.
Filler waifu.
She is a filler waifu. Completely just here for to get the boys to be like, oh, another waifu, but also to
how dare
fill
you insult the entire
episodes.
Cast of Infinite Stratus.
But to fill episodes, because, I mean, she doesn't speak, and sure, I guess there is some semblance of like, oh, you know, Kazuya's helping her out, how nice of him, blah, 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 like, and she likes Kazuya, blah, 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 like, he's maybe kind of a good guy after all, but it quickly just devolves into, here's an episode for Sumi, because we don't have anything else going on right now, we
gotta fill an episode. I think I should make this confession.
Okay.
I started the Sumi episode, then I watched the end of it.
Yep.
I didn't watch the entire middle.
I was about to say to you that... It would be fine if you had skipped it. I'm so happy that you did.
I literally skipped the entire middle because I like, you know, I was watching on Crunchyroll on my PC where you can like hover over the bar mm-hmm. and like see like the screenshots.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I saw some tears at the end. I'm like, okay, I'll watch that part.
Yeah, I'll see that part, right? Yeah.
Of course, it's the entire thing about Chizuru.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
So we got that emotional moment. And I'm like, okay, good to know. The rest of that episode just didn't fucking matter.
It didn't. It doesn't do anything for anybody. And
then,
it doesn't matter.
The second to last episode, we get this great flashback for the Chizuru's grandpa dying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this felt like it should have happened at any other point.
Literally 10 episodes ago. And, would have been nice.
And then the high school uniform date with Chizuru and Kazuya. I'm like, why is this here?
Why is that not a first season episode?
Why? Exactly.
It was insane.
If they're following the manga, I get it. But this manga author, you know, he knows how to write. He or she, I don't know.
Yes.
Clearly knows how to write a decent enough story with compelling enough characters. But their sense of like where things go is obscene.
Is ridiculous. This like whole season was a Rubik's Cube of episodes that I don't know where the fuck they came from.
Exactly.
It's like, why did you do this now? And it's like they just went to the zoo.
Yes. I forgot about that term. That actually reminds me, there's a show I want us to cover really badly.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, because I watched it a long time ago. They intentionally aired the episodes out of order.
Oh.
So there's two different orders to watch a show.
Huh.
You watch it either in the broadcast order or the true chronological.
And one of us watches it in one order and the other one watches it in the other order?
I mean, sure.
That'd be funny.
Be a mess, though. Be an absolute fucking mess because we wouldn't know what we were talking about the entire time.
One of us will be talking Star Wars and the other one will be talking Star Trek. It'll be completely different.
One of us will be talking Star Wars, the other one's talking fucking Bionicles.
Bionicles.
Those were sick!
I didn't even know they made toys for bi people back in the day. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, you're leaving? I said that joke earlier because somehow... Someone, you're mentioning someone at a party mentioned they're bi, and yes. I said to you, oh, they're leaving? They're like, oh, they left?
Crumbled.
And we were in a pizzeria. There was some little kid's birthday party happening.
Yes.
The whole place was packed and noisy as hell. We're just like, can we just get some slices, please?
Can I just go?
So then I said that joke to you, God. And you thought you laughed a lot harder than I thought you would. I'm like, I got several worse jokes. Then I told you like a 15-minute joke about a duck, which I can't say on air.
It was a good joke. It was a good joke. It popped the quack academy. I would like to ask you about one thing that occurred in the second season that
sure.
Doesn't matter. But okay. I feel like it's funny for you specifically.
Oh, when she's a Pink Ranger?
Yeah! Yeah, yeah, when she was a Power Ranger.
I liked
stage.
It a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I'm just like, I love when anime randomly throws in Sentai
yeah,
or
Yeah, they were
Ride
like, here
stuff.
You go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was playing the Pink Ranger to make money, like, at that, like, because it's very common to do, like, live action. Like,
yeah, like a mall or something. Yeah,
yeah, like
right.
Malls, theme parks,
yeah,
et cetera. It's
right.
very common. It's, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I saw one of a bunch of ninjas one time at,
cool.
like, at the Toei Museum in Kyoto.
Oh, fun.
Blast. So,
it's great.
Yeah, I saw that and it was I saw that. I was just happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a cool moment. And it makes sense. Like, you know,
I thought of you. I was like, oh, that's nice.
I thought it was a fun range. Also, it's cool, like, to show, like, Chizuru doing different characters.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no more fun and simple character to play than a Power Ranger.
Right. Of course.
It's like, we're going to protect the children. Ayo! That's your job.
And she did well at it, it seemed like.
I've watched only a little bit of Modern Super Sentai. I watched the one season where it was cops versus robbers, where it was three rangers that were team robber.
That's
three
insane.
Rangers that were team cop.
Oh my God.
So they spent the entire season fighting each other until they eventually joined forces at the end.
Wow.
It was awesome.
That's great.
It was such a cool concept.
What a lovely time.
Yeah.
For the Power Rangers.
Yeah. Well, the Power Rangers in the States is like in a very weird spot.
No, I've lost touch of that completely.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just from a business sense, because it's fascinating. The article's coming out and actually papers about it.
Oh, really?
Huh. Well, because for a while, because at one point Bandai dropped the American license for it.
Oh.
And Hasbro picked it up. Hmm. So now it's just a bunch of politics in the toy world. Because like stocks have gotten affected by this.
Wow.
Yeah. So millions of dollars are on the line thanks to Power Rangers. It's amazing. Because then the rights went to Disney for a little while.
Wow.
But, like, no, the interesting part about Power Rangers now, because it's still a very interesting franchise to talk about, but the interest is purely in the business side.
Which is fascinating.
It's super cool.
Huh. Well, I got to dive into that a little bit.
Because the question I have is like, what kids are still watching this?
And they are, I guess, right?
I wonder how much of it is adult fans.
It probably is quite a lot.
There's a lot of adult Ranger fans still.
I would expect so, actually. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
There's a ton of adult Ranger fans, which I get to one degree, but at the same time, it's like, gets a little cringe after a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The anniversary seasons are a lot of fun for older fans, because they'll just call up random people. It's like, hey, we know you're like a lawyer now, but do you want to like act again for the first time in like 30 years? They're like, you're paying me? Sure.
Sure. I'll come and do it for the money.
And some of them will be like, this is more fucking money than I made almost an entire first season of the show I did. Because they got paid later.
Yes, now they're getting paid the big bucks.
Yeah, and they all got paid dirt.
Of course they did. Because it wasn't a success yet.
Yeah, well, also when it was a success, they very cleverly kept unions out of the whole thing.
Yeah, they did.
There's a lot of fuck up stuff that goes on in kid shows. Where they,
yeah.
Like a lot of leads in kid shows. Like they talk about this on like the Ned's Declassified.
I was going to bring that up. Where
lead actors just didn't get residuals.
Yeah, which is fucked up.
Yeah, really fucked up.
How does that happen?
Yeah, they got more money up front, but no residuals? That's so fucked up.
And I love how they're saying it multiple times on that podcast, and the guy who plays Ned was like, yeah, you know, I finished that show thinking like, God, like, I'm next, baby. Like, I'm going to be the big Hollywood star. I'm going to get so many roles. I was the lead in a Nickelodeon TV show. Damn. And then he just didn't work for 10 years.
No. Then he's like, yeah, I didn't have a bad life, but not very exciting.
But damn, not what I thought, huh?
Yeah. So now I have a bunch of nostalgia for the show I did for like when I was in middle school.
Yeah, which is
and now it defines my legacy.
Which is crazy.
Imagine the things you did from 6th to 8th grade defining your entire legacy.
I can't imagine.
It would be us eating grilled cheese sandwiches.
Made out of a George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Rent-A-Girlfriend season 2.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, one of my last points about this show. Mm. I was curious, right? Yep. So we finished the second season. There's a third season out.
Yes.
I am going to say a loose no to watching the third season for the podcast.
Okay.
But, I mean, if we decide to, we will. And if people make us, we will, obviously.
Right.
But what I did, I was really curious. I was like, okay, let me see if the third season's any good.
Yeah.
If it's like what the deal's about. Because, I mean, the whole idea for the third season is that at the end of the second season.
Oh, the movie, the crowdfunding.
Yeah, they're going to make a movie. And Kazuya has to crowdfund a movie because he wants Shizuru to be in a movie before her grandma dies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil anything crazy for the third season. I did not watch it. But I did skim through the last episode of the third season.
Really?
Just because I wanted some answers about, is there any change in the dynamic here?
Right.
Do we have anything to look forward to?
Okay.
Does Kazuya turn into a different person? Does their dynamic change? Do they start dating? Yeah. Like, all these questions that I had that I was like, I don't actually want to watch the third season.
But you want the answers.
But I want some answers. Skim the last episode. I get to a scene where Kazuya and Shizuru are talking, and Kazuya mentally in his head goes, I guess all she does is really think of me as that one guy that rents her out, huh? And I'm like, he had this same fucking thought every other episode of the first and second season. So they're just doing the same recycled bullshit for another season. I was so fucking mad. I was like, so you're telling me that nothing, barely anything has changed. There are a few things that changed, I guess, but that specifically was like the icing on the cake for me. I was like, all right, fuck this show. Like, they had a chance to make something cool and good and different, right. But they just completely fumbled the bag with the whole thing.
Oh, fuck. If that's really the case, I'm going to have to say I'm out for season three.
Yeah, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, because I was really hoping there would be some change, but it was just the same old, like, well, she's a rental girlfriend to me, so she just sees me not even as a friend. And I'm like, we had this conversation
8 times.
In episode 3. Like, you
holy
need
fucking
to
God.
Have a development. Have any development. Oh my God.
Fucking A. Okay, here's my thoughts about the show. I'm going to take everything you said out of the count.
Yes. Do so.
I can't call season 2 bad, but mm-hmm. I can call it very frustrating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I still enjoyed a lot of stuff. When Ruka just took Kazuya to Tongue Town, I thought that was amazing.
So funny. Yeah. Great.
Just fucking going in there.
Just did it.
It was like one of the better animated segments of the entire series.
Just
like,
the wettest segment of the whole series.
Oh, I was soaked.
Just the absolute saliva wave
I
of that episode.
I was dripping like a gym towel. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh. That's disgusting. Yikes. I don't know how to recover from that one.
Drip drop.
Drippity drop. I'm coming for that slop. God. God damn it. But if season 3 ends there, then I can't recommend we continue, because I was so frustrated.
Yeah.
Even with those.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah. The moments I had there were like, but I wasn't mad. I was just frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not invested enough to watch another 12 episodes if it's going to be the status quo.
No. It will be the status quo. I think, actually, the second season kind of frustrated me to a point that I'm going to call it bad.
Really?
I think I'm going to. And I was really high on the show when we started.
You were really high on the show, yeah.
But it just, to the sense that it just absolutely did not deliver on literally anything,
yep,
is crazy.
Exactly.
Like, it was set up so, I thought, pretty well. And in a way that it could expand, characters could evolve, things could change. And yes, there were some nice scenes, there were some nice moments, there were some... I enjoyed watching it multiple times.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, I just said to myself, what is the fucking point of me sticking around through more of this? And that's even before I looked into the third season. I was like, what's the point? Yeah. I think, honestly, the show's bad because I would rather read some Wikipedia summaries about what happens than actually watch the show.
That's a fair point.
Because I do not give a shit about what happens next in this show anymore.
Okay, yeah. So, but for season... Okay, that's a very interesting point, because I'm trying to encapsulate season 2 in a nutshell here. Mm. So that's where the difference in opinion comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say not bad for now still. I'm going to stick to my guns.
Sure.
But when I... How will I feel in a month?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not certain.
Mm-hmm.
Probably still pissed off. I'm going to hate Kazuya. And I'm going to cheer for Ruka the entire way.
Yes.
I'm going to cheer that she finds a better guy.
Yeah, somebody that's not him. God. Anybody but him. Terrible.
I'm going to call one of my roommates to see if he's available.
Yeah, have fun. Hey, Chris.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us, on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod. Or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.